Guys, it is Bachelor season, and we are back. We're live here in Los Angeles, California. We're missing one person, but what she will lack tonight by not being here, I believe that Christina and Brooks will make up. We're going to break down Nick's night. Well, I guess it's technically like the fourth time he's had a premiere night on The Bachelor. We're going to break it down. Here we go, after Buzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We thought Backstreet Boys was fitting. You know, Nick's back. There's a little Nick ode to the Backstreet Boys later in the season. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited to be back. Welcome back to the Bachelor After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Danny Hoyt. And guys, this is my fourth full year being back here on AfterBuzz TV. It's kind of crazy.
Oh my gosh, fourth time's a charm for you and
for
Nick.
Fourth time's a charm for Nick. That lovely voice you just heard is one of my co-hosts. The beautiful, the one, the only, Christina Zias to my left.
Hey everybody. Oh my gosh, I am so excited to be back with you guys for this season. It's going to be amazing.
Feels like home.
It does, yes.
And that other manly, sexy voice you hear is
He's
none other
guest.
Than Brooks Forrester.
That's me. All right, I'm excited to be back as well, you guys. There was a moment there when I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it. And
I know, we were all a little nervous.
Yeah, favor swayed our way.
You know,
I got to be here.
For those of you that that can't hear, we have Backstreet Boys playing very loudly in our ears. So we hope the song sticks in your head for many days as well, but... Oh my gosh, you know, we saw Nick smile, we saw him laugh, we saw him cry a little bit, but what we didn't see is something that we've seen a lot from him here on our show, because he's been a guest a lot, and that's him being long-winded. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Are you kidding me? The entire time that they were talking about the girls not having enough time, or him not speaking to enough girls, I was like, it's because he's talking too much.
You think it's the edit?
Definitely. That's what I was thinking.
So we wanted to clarify what we're talking about. We've had Nick Viall. He's a friend of ours and a friend of the show, and he's been here in this room with us multiple times. I would say 7, 8, 9 times we've had him on here as a guest. He's become a close friend. I put a picture today. He was at my birthday party. With Brooks and I. He's a great guy. But the thing is, we noticed a shift the last two times Nick came on, especially the last time. He was very long-winded, and we just wonder, what's going on? This guy's got a point to make. Like, why is he being so long-winded? And then we realize it's because he was about to be the Bachelor. So he's clarifying some of his positions.
Definitely.
Yeah, I wish I didn't see that episode. I would like to go back now and watch and see what he was saying. What was so important to take much time as he did? But at least he recognized.
He was talking about the edits.
He was like, I'm long-winded.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
He knows.
You know what, though, on that episode, what he was kind of being long-winded about was saying how the show is not really edited. Like, and I think it's interesting to say because people thought that he is kind of like a jerk and as Sean said, a douche in the past. So it's interesting to see him own it. I think that's really important.
Yeah, do you
think... He owns the good and the bad.
But, sure. I mean, look, what does he mean by that? That the show's not edited? Because we all know that it is. We all have talked ad nauseum about how show has, edited people into villains or edited them to look nice. I mean, look at Bachelor in Paradise for Nick. I mean, prior to this, he was, in fact, more of a villain than
Definitely.
He was anything else.
That's very true.
And now he's the Bachelor.
And now he's the Bachelor. So,
well,
it's a great edit.
It is a great edit. And you know what? Let's do this. Before we get into all this, I want to say hi to everybody on the chat roll. Thank you guys for joining us. There's a lot of you on here. A lot of familiar names. I love this. We were getting tweets all day long from you guys. I got Snapchats from around the world. I went live from my roof on Instagram today, which, by the way, I'm live on Instagram right now. I'm only going to do this for a few more minutes. But a lot of people follow us from different parts of what we do in our lives and don't know that we do this. So I thought I would do this for a second and go live just to show everyone on Instagram. So hi to you guys. And Brooks and Christina will be doing that in future episodes as well. But we just wanted to say thank you for being here. This is, we do this for you guys. That's the whole reason we do this show. And we couldn't be happier to be back. Chelsea sends her love from Florida. She's down there with her boyfriend and her fam hanging out. So we thought this would be a good idea, Christina and Brooks and I, to catch you guys up a little bit on Nick's journey. For those of you that are just joining The Bachelor this season, just really quickly to just bookend Andy's season. He fell in love. And and she dumped him. She went to the
for Josh Murray.
She went to the hotel room before he picked out the ring.
I love how you could have chosen a variety of different ways of saying that, and you decided to go with dumped him.
What else do you call it?
I mean, it's very accurate.
It's very accurate to what happened. She dumped him.
Mm-hmm. It's right, this is the harshest one, and I like it.
What would you say?
She let him down easy and
stuff. No, she didn't.
Not when a guy is about to propose to a girl a few minutes later.
Okay, I guess she kind of did let him down easy. Caitlin made him come to the altar.
Yeah, so the next was...
Or not to the altar. Y'all know.
Yeah, yeah. Next was Caitlin. Then say it.
He was literally like moments from starting into his pre-drop on one knee, put the ring out there speech.
And she's like, oh no.
Yeah, and he was like, oh god, no, yeah. No. And he had this one, and then instantly was just like, yeah.
Also, I think we should note that on Caitlin's season, he kind of came in mid-season.
Well, he did. He definitely came in. And they hadn't met before that. They hadn't met on Twitter.
Adding yet to his villainous aura.
Yeah, I was going to say, Brooks and I talked about this earlier. That was, Caitlin's season was the first time we really saw a little bit more of the villain edit.
I feel like he had a villain edit on Andy's season, too.
A little bit. I have a
comment on that, too. Is after the final rose on Andy's season, when he said, well, if you weren't in love with me, so why did we have the sex?
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know why that's my next voice. Was on after the final rose.
Yeah, definitely. I think that started it.
We got a lot to get through, so we're trying to bookend this. And then after that was the book, I believe. Andy's book.
Yeah.
Where she said some not so
good
nice
association.
Things.
That's book true. And book.
Book and book. But there was rumors that there are rumors exist that Andy sent a very nice text to Nick wishing him luck for this season. So,
and thank you for the good book sales.
The good book sales. Yeah.
That's what she got.
I'm not sure if there's zero bad blood, but it looks like he's passed. Mm. He's actually on Jimmy Kimmel. I think they're taping literally. They just finished taping. Caitlin, Andy, and Nick are all on Jimmy Kimmel together.
All of them? Mm-hmm. Ooh, at the same time. That is so interesting.
I saw a picture. My friend Lo does styling, and he styled Caitlin for the show. Awesome. So I saw this little behind the scenes earlier today, and I was like, wait a second, that's all going down.
That's funny.
Tonight. Then came Bachelor in Paradise. And I feel like that's when a lot of even girls tonight said they saw a different side of Nick. They started to see that he was a softer, well-spoken, very self-aware, I think one girl said tonight, guy. Did you notice a change in Bachelor in Paradise?
Yes, but here's what I think really makes a change, is that I think the company he had with him in Bachelor in Paradise, if you notice all the girls kind of talking him up and all the people he was really close with, I felt like were a lot of the women in the house. It was like the twins, it was Amanda, it was Ashley, and... I think that female friendship kind of helped him a lot too.
Okay, I have a question for you then.
Yeah,
typically if you see we might go, oh man, that's good. She's gonna be a great villain. First red flag, she doesn't have any friends in the house, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There doesn't have any other female friends.
Yeah, sure.
Would we say the same about Nick if he has so many female friends?
Is that a red flag?
Is that a red flag to go like, well, why doesn't he have other guy friends? That's not necessarily the case.
I'm not saying that he didn't have guy friends.
Okay.
I'm saying it's the way they depicted the relationships with his female friends.
Right.
Like, even, like, the tough love he was giving Ashley. Like, I think that's important. I think that's what kind of, like, built up his character bit more.
Yeah. But I think the girls tonight, like, the girls were... Your question was initially the girls seeing a better side of Nick, right? My love is blind, guys. That's what I say.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Well, really quickly, no matter what, you guys, Nick looks good on camera, but Nick is 100% hotter in person. I'm going to say that because the first time I saw him, I was like, oh, wow, I didn't even think. Like, I thought he was a good-looking guy, but I
think
wasn't.
Your words were goddamn. Goddamn.
I would not say goddamn.
okay, sorry.
But I was.
You know, I thought that's what it was.
We used to say in high school, so we could make it sound like we were saying that, hot ham.
Hot ham.
I absolutely could not say hot ham.
You've never said hot ham?
No, goddamn is more likely to come out of me than hot ham.
That's like, for me, that's like above F. For me, that's like the pinnacle of curse
words. No way.
Because I don't curse very often.
But you would say hot ham?
I would say hot ham. I know theoretically it's like the same. It's the same intent of your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was funny to say
and it's kind of like the way I say that.
Oh,
that may be offensive.
Fudge.
Well, I think that there was some fudge and hot ham going around for the ladies tonight.
Yeah, there were. Let's get into that because then this is fourth time's a charm for Nick. From Chicago, software salesman, big family, 36 now. And he's got a type. At the beginning, Chris Harrison said, we are going to meet I tweeted this. He said, unique and interesting, or amazing and interesting, but he didn't add brunettes. Nick's type. Spunky, unique, self-driven, loud, spunky, I think I already said. kind of fiery brunettes. That's what we've seen as a type. Jen Saviano, Amanda Stanton maybe being, because he dated Amanda Stanton. Well, they and Leah Block, they both went on a date. So technically, I guess you say that he dated them.
Included,
yep.
On Paradise. But those are the only five girls we've officially seen in that capacity in the franchise.
And Liz.
Now and Liz now.
Now when I think about it, there were a lot more brunettes than blondes.
There were a lot more brunettes than blondes. So let's get into it. Tonight, the show, of course, we have a shirtless intro. You have to do it. He's been doing CrossFit for a year for a reason. But I love the moment with Bella. Bella's kind of been this theme of Nick's appearances on the show. They've always shown Bella.
Oh, his younger sister.
Yeah, yeah. And to see her kind of grown up and they're kicking the soccer ball and she goes, pick them up in cool rides, make good eye contact, don't mumble, let your thoughts out, and don't forget your fam loves you. I tweeted this out. Bella could be a bachelorette someday. Sounds like a smart girl.
Yeah, she's super cute.
But that's good advice. She knows her brother.
If Nick was campaigning in the 45 minutes while he was here on AfterBuzz, she's been campaigning. Early campaign.
Early.
Get it in.
Did you guys see any good advice really come from Ben, Chris, and Sean?
I don't think every time that they do this, it's just kind of like a moment to fill time.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Feel like, I mean, how could one prepare for this?
I don't think there was like really good advice given, but I just thought it was so interesting that Sean said to him, you know, like half of America thinks you're a douche, right? Like in pretty much those words, and I was like, "Ooh, Sean."
Did Sean say that?
Harsh,
or did
but
yeah,
accurate.
Sean did say
but,
that.
But accurate. But accurate.
Very accurate. I liked Ben. I thought Ben was, you know,
Classic Ben, play it safe.
He said the thing, he goes, and this made a lot of sense. Like, it's true, they all come there for you. Ben goes, at the end of the day, remember, like, they all took time out of their lives and came all the way here for you.
Yeah.
And realizing it's not just like they pick some random people and they happen to be in LA and da da da. Like, they flew and changed their lives and quit jobs and did rearrange things for you.
And when shopping,
that was like a humbling experience.
Yeah, take that into consideration. I think it adds a level, when you really break it down, remember that, it adds a level of treating with respect and kindness and, you know, thinking about their point of view. So, all that to say, it's limo time. You guys ready to do
yeah,
this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so we're gonna run through these 30 women. Say whatever you want, but we can't talk about what happens after the limo.
Okay,
initial impressions. Just some rules. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Not if they're your favorite. None of that yet.
One word kind of answers.
You could give a little bit.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be one word.
You went supersonic. If I'm honest.
First one out. Danielle L, 27, nail salon owner, has 3 businesses. Nick seemed very giddy when she came out of the limo.
Okay, first of all, Danielle, super hot. She was also like one of the 5 in the promo, or one of the 6 in the promos before, too. I like her.
Ethnic. Yes.
Beautiful. And business owner.
I like that she has 3, and she's only 27. That's dope.
Yeah.
It is.
There's a double like on Instagram. I would have double
like. Double like that. Next up, Elizabeth, 24, from Dallas, marketing manager. She had an accent.
Don't remember anything about her.
Me neither.
All right, moving on. Rachel Lindsay. She gave her last name in the intro, and oftentimes they blur those out or they don't include it. I kind of like
or
that they did.
Was she the lawyer from Dallas?
Lawyer from Dallas. Civil litigation attorney. Say that 5 times fast. Try.
I liked her.
But I hate the fact that they have to go into the office and be like, this is what, dude, like, we get it. We know what that job looks like. You don't have to, like.
No. I love that she cooled down by vacuuming.
Vacuuming, listen to their music. Yeah. That was kind of dope. Although I will say, she did say in her promo she wants a family and kids, but I hated her opening thing. She said, I just set up my fantasy teams. Like, she made a joke on setting up her
fantasy
teams.
Football. I thought that was cute, and he liked
it. It's cute. He didn't, though.
You don't think
he
so?
He was just kind of like,
No, he liked it. She was like, you're the only play I want to make.
I thought it was clever. It's an intellectual joke.
Yeah.
And Nick's an intellectual guy. I just didn't think it hit with him. I thought it completely fell flat.
It's kind of like the running joke, like as far as
the runner.
Well, look at this guy jumping ahead already. Jeez, we had like 3 rules. I'm just kidding. Next up, Kristen. She's 25, from Tulsa, wedding photographer. She wore a yellow dress. And she had that that Chinese fan in front of her.
She's the one
that
did the dancing with him later.
Yeah, yes. My friend Josiah knows her really well. I think her and I have liked each other's photos on Instagram before. she seems like she has cool personality from that.
I will say, I never thought it mattered what color dress you wore, but I remember that yellow.
Yeah,
like, I remember
too.
Her very well. So
can I rewind?
Get it, Kristen.
Rewind.
Danny said.
I think what?
Danny said that she liked. You guys have liked each other's photos on Instagram?
Yeah.
And then you said, I like her because, what was it? Damn, I wish we could play this back. You basically said that you guys have liked each other on Instagram, and for that reason you think she could be pretty cool.
You know, but you get a sense from she's someone smart. Like, yeah, I like smart. The way they dress, their captions are funny, they do cool things. But I will say, did you guys notice, she has spunk, she was talking to him, but he cuts her off. She's like, mm-hmm. I didn't realize how tall you'd be in person. He's like, all right, well, I'll see you in there. And he cuts her off.
Yeah.
But that was interesting. Mm-hmm. Next up, Taylor from Seattle. She's a mental health counselor. She has her master's from Johns Hopkins. She likes to focus on vulnerability and relationships and connections, which is a big thing for Nick. But her girlfriends, when she walked up, said that they think he's a piece of sh- and it just stopped.
But then they did that bad edit where we all could go, it wasn't that awkward.
It wasn't.
Or was that just me?
It seemed pretty awkward.
That's pretty awkward, bro.
It was an awkward introduction for her. She's also really young, 23 years old.
23, but she has her master's.
She's very interesting.
But she also likes to focus on vulnerability, so maybe she was just doing that to make him vulnerable.
I don't know.
How are you
going to
deal with this?
Taylor,
she's manipulating his mind already. Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to get up there.
Just the type of girl I want to be with.
Next up is Christina, 24, dental hygienist from Lexington, Kentucky, which throws you off because she's got a very thick accent.
You like her right off the bat, Christina.
No, I
yes,
was so,
you do.
No, I was so confused that the one girl with the really thick accent was from Kentucky. Is that messed up?
No, it is kind of weird. It's like
it was weird, right?
But I'm going to remember it every time. I'm going to look at her. I'm going to think of that blue dress, the accent, and Kentucky.
But wait, don't people from Kentucky, am I the layperson here? Do they
but
not
that
have
was
accents?
Not, that wasn't
they don't
her
have
accent.
Thick Hispanic accents.
Or was it Hispanic?
Yeah, or was it like Russian?
It sounded Russian to me.
I don't know.
It just didn't fit for someone who's from Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah, okay.
Next up, Angela, 25, a model from Greensville, South Carolina. She didn't get a lot of clock tonight.
Which means she's going far.
I don't know. We'll see. She was really pretty.
I don't remember her.
They're
next
all
up,
really
Lauren Hussey, law school 30s from Naples, Florida. She had a great introduction. They're both blessed with terrible last names, Hussey and Vile, which equaled disgusting slut.
That was funny. I liked her.
Yeah?
Caitlin-esque in her intro.
Definitely Caitlin-esque. Good point.
Very true.
Bachelor historian right there.
Right over there on the left side. Dominique, she's 25 from Los Angeles, and she made the joke, fourth time's a charm.
Was she...
Exactly.
Ooh.
Not joke. Not joke. Misappropriated. She made the statement.
She made the statement. It's a joke that the commercial
I
is making.
I have no idea who she is.
I don't even know what we're talking about. Let's move on.
Then there was someone, and I don't remember her name, and she made the joke about, hope we can make lemonade out of these lemons. And I don't remember even seeing her name, and I didn't want to rewind it because it kind of fell way flat for me.
You didn't even want
I
to
remember
rewind.
The joke. I cannot picture her at
exactly.
all.
That's which is interesting because Danny, for those of you who don't know when we're watching, he rewinds or pauses a lot. So that is saying a lot.
Because I try to take quality
notes.
No,
that's
no you do it. You're very
did
thorough.
You did a great job. With the fact that you didn't
well,
want
now
to.
Now you're making me self-conscious about my pauses and my notes.
No, now you're just foreshadowing that Danny, lemonade is going home.
Danny, don't let anybody...
Don't ever change who you are. Just be who you are.
Just be you, man.
Don't change who you are for the process. Next up was Ida. She's 23. She does sales in Texas. She's the one who did the trust fall.
Yeah.
Blue dress.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yep.
Kind of.
I remember thinking, great body. Sorry. They had the side profile.
Oh,
the
true story. Christina, do you like the trust fall move?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a way
it's
to stand out.
Yeah. It is a way to stand out. That's true.
All without right. being, like, super corny, you know?
How come you didn't ask me? I happen to love the trust fall, Danny.
Ivy okay. Hunt on the chat roll. Christina is from Russia. She's adopted.
Aha!
Taylor Alice said she's adopted. Mabry Montgomery, she's a Russian.
Wow, you guys are
what
good
you
on those
work for intelligence.
My God. Okay, next up is Olivia, 25, apparel sales from Alaska. She had the fur jacket, which I thought was fantastic.
With the Eskimo kiss.
Yeah.
That's right.
Cute.
Good move.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes her stand out. Great jacket, too, by the way. Like, not a lot of people wear something else with the dress. So she put something over the dress? That's a rarity. You don't see
that
very often.
Yeah, that or a shark dolphin suit.
Yeah, my God.
She had a red dress underneath, I'm sure.
Next up, Sarah, 26, Newport Beach teacher. She made the runner-up joke running up in the Nikes.
I thought she was so cute.
That purple was beautiful on her skin tone, too. Mm-hmm. Holy.
She's super cute.
Smoke show.
What? Yeah. She was probably had the most comfortable feet all night, too. It's a good for
Do you think she wore those all night?
Oh, no.
They didn't show them again. I think she moved into heels.
Yeah, oh,
I think
why would it. She? All the other women were like, I should have brought a pair of Nikes.
Totally.
What did you guys think of Sarah running up? I want to hear in the chat roll. That chat roll is like 15 seconds behind, so if I don't say something right away, it's because I'm seeing it later. But I want to know what you guys thought of it. Next up, Jasmine, 29. She's a pro basketball dancer. Christina kept thinking that it said pro basketball player.
I was like, is this girl really a pro basketball player? Oh my gosh, so funny.
From San Fran. She brought in Neil Lane. How do you think she did that?
I don't
ask
know.
Ask the show.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I
That's
thought that was
pull.
Cute and clever.
I thought it was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was funny.
It's very aggressive, as we saw in the... We'll
Ooh.
Talk about the highlights.
It was aggressive, but I don't think she was aggressive. Like, I think she, like, knew it's like gimmicky and funny. Yeah, I think she did a good job. I like
this
one.
This is my size. Now that that's
it was
over.
Like just, you know, very playful.
People are saying the lemon joke was Jasmine G. They brought Lania Lane. I thought it was somebody else. I thought it was a girl in a blue dress. I don't know. But people were like the running. They thought it was cute. They thought it was clever. It was fun. That she seemed fun. Ooh, Liz Bautista has Sarah in her top five. All right. Moving on. Haley, 23, from Vancouver, photographer. She goes, Nick, do you know what you call women with no underwear?
Oh.
And I said it out loud because I knew where she was going. She said, neither do I. That was also very Caitlin-esque.
Yes, it was.
Brooks, did you ship that one? Did you like that?
Sorry, I was looking at a tweet.
He liked it.
I liked it.
You liked it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Go with that.
You know what? That's the girl who said, what do you call a girl with no underwear?
Oh, yeah. She said, neither do I. I loved the opening line. Also, because...
I really can't remember the girls in the red dresses. Now I totally understand why they were freaking out.
Yeah, it's a blur.
Next up is Astrid. She's 26. She's a plastic surgeon, and she spoke German to him.
Mm-hmm. I like her.
Really? I don't.
Mm-hmm. No, I did not.
I don't know why. I just was kind of like, eh.
I could take her or leave her.
As far as for Nick, I mean, just so we know. Not a personal thing. Yeah. I think she seems like a great person. The German, I love girls that speak multiple languages. I think that's incredibly beautiful, and it shows intellect. But for Nick, I felt like that just missed.
Okay, we'll fight about it later.
All right. Next up, Elizabeth. She's 29, lives in Vegas. Jade's friend, we know the story. They met at the wedding. Told Nick no on giving her phone number.
I really want to see what happens with her because I like her a lot. There's just that, you know, when you just look at someone's smile and you feel like they're a genuine person?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she just has a very warm face.
Yeah. Brooks?
We're talking about Liz, right?
Yes.
Great.
First impression.
Just first impressions.
Yeah, I liked her.
All right.
and I felt the same way, too. And I don't want to get too far into that right now, so I'm just going to say that. I liked her.
Yeah, I got some more things to say. I'll save them, too. But I really liked it. Her smile is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it sticks out, and you remember it, and her eyes are always, like, glowing. So I think right away when she got out, you saw Nick's face light up, and you saw that moment, like, he remembered. So it's kind of cool. Okay, then they had the halfway talk. He's like, there's 15 girls. That last one, you know, Chris kind of, like, butters him up.
Oh, that's right.
Next up, Corinne, 24, from Miami. They show the little promo. She runs a multimillion-dollar business.
Which she refers to multiple times.
Multiple times.
So it's multi-million.
She said she lives in a glamorous world and she has a nanny named Raquel that she would take everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
First impression, she made me want those cucumbers.
I know! I wanted cucumbers, too.
Wait, you did, right?
Yeah, I remember thinking to myself, I should eat more cucumbers.
Me, too.
Yeah,
so that's weird.
I was product placement. I didn't like her at first. Yeah. I was like, okay, if you can run a multi-million-dollar company, you can cut your own cucumbers!
Yeah, that's true.
All right, next up, Vanessa spoke three languages, French, Italian, English. She's 100% Italian. He loved her from the moment she walked out, and after she walked in, he said, that's a keeper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She made an impression.
Definitely. I liked her 100%. Love her.
Yeah, same.
I think she's beautiful, and mm-hmm. she's smart, and she seems like she's there for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Right reasons.
Right reasons.
Next up, Danielle. She's 30, from Nashville, neonatal intensive care nurse. I wrote, what a sweet persona and beautiful voice. She brought a homemade gift, maple syrup. Did you guys love her?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's the prenatal nurse, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love her voice. It's just so calming.
Like, it is.
I would want to listen to her all night.
She's like on the YouTube videos where they get something and it's like squishy and she goes, I'm going to squish this thing. She's one of those whisperers. Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
I know what you're
talking
about.
It's like a fetish for some people.
Next up is Raven Gates, the Arkansas. They show her on a four-wheeler in Mudding. She said she's a fashion boutique owner. She's 25, family, faith, and football. She's the whole Southern girl, dark hair, Southern charm, weaving my Bible, family, faith.
She was cute.
She's cute. Cute intro. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't remember what she said to Nick, though.
I don't remember any of their conversations either.
Yeah. Next one was Jamie. She said that Nick has some balls, and so does she. And then she said, let me show you. Pulled the nose ring out of her nose. Do you think that was funny?
Made me feel awkward.
It made me feel so uncomfortable.
I was kind of like, And I feel like Nick was a little like, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it made sense what she was trying to do, and I remember it. So I guess kudos to her, but it's kind of weird. Brianna, surgical unit nurse. Couldn't tell you a bit about what she looks like.
No idea.
Next. Susanna, 26, San Diego. She gave him a beard massage.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the beard massage. Don't remember her.
Brooks, when's the last time you got a massage in your beard?
Just now.
That's
my first one as well. Trick question. That actually feels kind of nice.
You like
set that
huh?
up. You're welcome. Josephine, she's a nurse, 26, from Santa Cruz. She did the uncooked hot dog wiener lady in the Tramp.
No, that was the most awkward.
That was so weird.
Everything about her was really awkward.
Yeah.
She said you're a wiener in my book?
You're a wiener in my book?
Oh, I thought it was just like you're a wiener in my book.
Oh, no, it was like meant to be winner, but she's a little awkward.
I just kept thinking, did she have that at her house with that one store money? Like, she already have it, she had to purchase it.
The book?
The book, you know, because I always, like, as a kid, would be like, yeah, that's the best place to store money.
Oh, really?
Or a hot dog.
What I was really wondering was, like, the hot dog actually uncooked? Like, it was raw?
That's gross. I mean, kids eat that all the time.
Uncooked?
Yeah.
Ones?
Yeah, but Nick's recollection
like
of
frozen,
the
uncooked ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not frozen, just uncooked.
Just, yeah.
Uncooked. Just take them out of the fridge, cut them up, eat them.
They're really? Like, they're pre-cooked. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Actually, they are, huh?
I don't like thinking about hot dogs this much.
Okay, sorry.
Next up is Brittany, the travel nurse from Santa Monica. She's 26. She's from my hometown. One of my hometowns.
Where
I make my current home.
Wait, which one? The last three years.
Brittany. Dark hair, red dress.
Oh, Brittany.
True story.
Yeah, great.
Next up was Jasmine, 25, from Tacoma. She's a flight attendant.
Oh, I remember her. Jasmine B.
The other Jasmine.
Yeah. That's all I know.
I don't remember.
Don't remember a thing about her.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Next up is Whitney, Pilates, Minnesota, 25, tall, dark, and stunning. Oh my lord.
Oh my gosh, these guys were obsessed with her.
Brooks.
Yes.
Do you know who we're talking about right now?
Yep. Vanessa. She's a classic woman.
Whitney. Your favorite.
Whitney. Yeah, I love Whitney.
They
tall,
really?
Dark hair.
I love you. This is early. I don't want to scare you off. I have a girlfriend.
She looked like Nina Dobrev. In case you guys need a reminder.
She does kind of look like Nina Dobrev. Mm-hmm. Like a tall Nina Dobrev.
Yeah.
Oh, I think she's going far. Sorry.
Thank you, Brooks.
Brooks, welcome to the show. next up is Lacey from Manhattan. She says, you like a good hump, but so do I. She came in on a camel.
Yeah.
You know what I thought was so funny is how jealous the girls were about the camel.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, man. Like, why didn't I think of the camel? And I thought they were kidding at first.
Yeah.
But they weren't.
I mean, it was kind of funny. And last but not least, Alexis, 23, from Secaucus, the dolphin trainer, comes out in a shark suit.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, no, because she's the last one.
Let's go into that. Okay.
Yeah.
What happened? Did they say? Yeah. Ching dive.
Okay. Can we talk about how she's from New Jersey and they always brand Jersey girls in a bad light?
Okay.
But they're not. Jersey girls are great.
Is there more to talk about that, or is that
the fact that she's a shark and not a dolphin?
You're just upset because you're saying bad image, bad branding for
New Jersey.
We're not all like that.
Exactly.
But what did the producers say? Did they say, no matter what happens?
It was so weird.
You always refer to it as a dolphin suit. Like, did she say 10 minutes? She never once went, oh, okay, yeah, it's a shark suit.
Or did she legit think it?
No, this is why Brooks thinks that she actually thinks she's a dolphin. Tell him about your story, your idea. Oh. So, Brooks thinks that this is what he said earlier, and I thought it was like so accurate. Okay, I clearly am making this all up because you don't remember this conversation at all. Brooks thinks that she went into a costume store and was like, I want a dolphin costume. And the guy was like, oh, this girl seems like stupid and gullible. Let's bring her the shark one and tell her
from the Super Bowl with Katy Perry.
That's true.
So, they gave her the shark costume, but told her. I don't know. I think it's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
They told her it was a dolphin.
Let's shoot the sketch.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's why she thinks it was a dolphin, because they told her it was.
You know who would be awesome?
It was a shark.
What's her name, the girl we had on last year? Molly Hockey.
That's right.
Molly freaking Hockey that shot the whole promo.
I'm gonna tweet her right now.
She should shoot that sketch and do the whole season in the costume.
It was obviously a shark. There's no way.
Oh, it's the shark from the Super Bowl, the left shark that danced.
It's a great white shark.
Yeah, and she stayed in the whole night, and we did see her, as you mentioned.
Yeah, she went in the water.
Her in the water.
That was definitely producer pushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. all right, so that's all the girls. I have four or five favorites. One, two, three. I have five favorites, and I have one prediction. Who's the next one? But let's talk about the house. Let's talk about what we saw, who you like, conversations. Obviously, we need to get into Liz. Should we do that now?
Yeah, let's get into Liz.
All right, disclaimer on Liz. I've known Liz for 12 years, 14 years, 10 years, somewhere.
How are you benchmarking that? What's going on in your brain?
Because we know each other from Nebraska. That's how she knows Jade. Jade and I are all from, I don't know which camera I'm looking at, so I'm going to go to this one.
Oh, you're all from Nebraska?
We're all from Nebraska, Jade and Liz and I. So I've known Liz for quite a while. We've been friends for a long time. I was just shooting a show and I was in Texas. Liz happened to be there, and so we hung out as recently as 2 months ago now. She came out and had drinks with our whole crew. And so I've known Liz for a long time. We've kept in touch. Liz is a great person, and we have a lot of mutual friends. So I knew she was going to be on the show. I didn't know the entirety of the story, but we were texting tonight and have kind of stayed in touch about it. And so I just want to put that disclaimer that I know her. We always try to put disclaimers if we know people. So I'm very interested to see what happens. I told her no spoilers. I don't want to know because I want to have genuine reactions on here. But based on what I saw and knowing her, it's awkward as hell.
Yeah.
That looked so like it was the conversation. The first conversation was weird. I'm surprised she got a rose. I didn't ask how far she goes. I would hope she'd go far because they had chemistry before, but I don't know.
Okay, a couple things to unpack.
Let's unpack it. What do we got?
One, I think this is true for anybody who is a contestant that's watching the show. If we say something, it's an initial impression. It could be based off of your edit. Later, if you meet us, we'll be like, you guys said something bad about me.
Yeah.
Right. It's not that we said something bad. We just said what everybody else was thinking.
Exactly.
Based off of the impression. One. Two, the fact that Liz did get a rose, I think, was the only option. I mean, Nick was already put into a bad position. He had, the two options, obviously, give her a rose or not.
Sure,
Had he not given her a rose, it would have looked bad.
Yeah, it would have. He would have looked like more of a dick.
Okay, so these are my thoughts on
this. In a way, maybe not, actually. Because she did tell him no initially. She had a chance.
I don't know her at all, but there's something about her that I really like. Like, I just think she seems like a good person.
She's a fantastic
human. I like her face. She just seems really warm and friendly. However, that conversation between the two of them was hard to watch. Like, she did not do herself any favors, and I feel bad because he hit her with hard questions, but they were all really valid. Like, if she was interested in him, she should have taken his number. She should have given...
She could have texted Jay and be like, yo, give me Nick's number.
Exactly. What I thought was the most interesting part was that she said to him, I don't want you to think I'm here because you're the Bachelor.
Yeah, what does that mean?
But the flip side of that is true as well.
No, Nick, the first word, vice versa.
Vice versa. he could have asked Jade for her number, which is typically the case, right?
But he already asked her for her number, and she said no.
True.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, good point. Shut up, Brooks.
And then back to the part where she said, I don't want you to think I'm here because you're the Bachelor. Like, all these other girls are saying, look, I want you to know I'm here because of you. And I think that's kind of what he needs to hear.
But that is what she's saying. I think that's what she's saying. She's saying, I'm not here because you're the Bachelor. I'm here because we had a connection once, and I want to see if we still have it. Not just because you're all of a sudden the Bachelor.
Oh, you think? Oh,
yeah.
I read it as, like, I was planning on coming on this show, and then you happened to be the Bachelor.
No. And I saw her audition video when we hung out a couple months ago. I knew that she sent it in and that it was a possibility, but I didn't know if for sure she was going to be on the show.
Huh. Well, I don't know. I hope she stays around a little bit longer. Like, I kind of wanted something to happen between Nick and Liz.
They need at least a date. And I would say that if the producers play this right for ratings, she's going to get a date card early because people want to see that conversation played out before she were to go home or stay. You know what I mean?
But Liz going on the show, even if she was interested in Nick, she already puts pressure on the relationship. One, because they've already had sex. If they do go further, then all the women are going to say, well, she has a leg up. They had a connection.
Right.
We've seen that happen in the past.
We've seen it happen with Nick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I think putting that pressure on the relationship already puts that soon puts Nick in a position to where he will want to get rid of her as quickly as possible because everybody else gets to progress in a natural, more natural, given the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Does this make sense?
Yeah.
For me, so if I were Nick in this situation, I'd be like, I got to send Liz home quick.
Yeah.
I hope that, but I think the reverse is going to happen.
I think he wants at least one more shot at conversation time and see what happens. And to your point about the edit, and I guess we probably all want to clarify that. We say some things on here, but that's to the edit, not to the person. I was in New York this weekend and went and had drinks with, I don't think I told you this, Olivia.
Uh-huh.
Caridi, remember Big Mouth Olivia? Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Chad.
No, Izzy, remember Izzy?
Yeah,
dated Vinny and Kayla, who I've known for a while. But so the three of us went out, and I told Izzy to her face that on this show, I was very much like, about Izzy. In person, she was so much fun.
Right.
We danced, and we all had a good time, and Olivia is hilarious, and all these things that you see, they're edited, and you're like, oh my God, they edited her to look like she was crazy. Yeah. She's hilarious and is about to have her own... She's doing some cool things. I don't know if I'm allowed to say so. I don't want to spoil. But, like, they're doing some cool things. And so you meet these people in real life and you realize this show does get edited. So to Nick's point, when he made on our show, I don't know if I necessarily agree it's always that there's not an edit. Sometimes there is. They make them look crazy or wild or boring.
Yeah, I'm going to 100% disagree with that.
Yeah, so.
But there's another thing, too, to this Liz thing before we leave. I'll put this in your face. is, okay, there was an interruption moment. Well, whoever was in the teal dress when they were on the couch, came to try to...
That was tough.
And he's like, I already made a commitment to, like, talking to her. She asked first, to be fair, blah, blah, blah. He didn't want to go, right?
But then he did it to Liz.
You're
right.
Yeah, that was bad.
In that moment, when the girl came up to interrupt, he's like, okay, cool, bye, see ya. I don't want to be in this conversation. I'm out.
Shoot, I forgot about that.
But here's the thing, like, I feel like he's judging her almost for coming on the show. Like, it's his fourth time on the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which I love when they were like, his fourth time being on the show proves that he really is wanting to search for love. I'm like, how does that prove that? Like,
so interesting.
It's a very good line.
It's very good. What'd you think about Corinne and her going back to steal the first kiss? Mm. Bad move, Christina? Good move?
It was a bad move because he obviously wasn't into it. And I don't think there was, like, a connection there. I think she was trying to force something to happen. I think that she already gave him that bag of tokens, and if he wanted a kiss from her, he would have taken one out and been like, yeah, definitely.
Well, and this is Corinne, blonde Corinne, right? I'm talking about the same person. You called that right off the bat.
The villain?
As soon as she got out, I think you, Danny, were like, cue into the music, which was not villain music. It was, you know, top five music.
So interesting.
And then you were like, villain, despite the music.
Yeah, and then we saw the edit. We saw her walking away with the red bottoms on the way to his room in the middle of the night.
This vagine is platinum.
What kind of comment is that?
That's a tweet in and of itself.
That's probably already a gif online. This vagine is platinum. What'd she say? This heart is gold, but this vagine is platinum.
That was terrible.
Is that a written line, or do you think she came up with that?
I don't care. I don't want to hear it ever again.
Yeah,
what did she say was gold?
Her heart. My heart is gold. My vagine is platinum.
I still want cucumbers, though.
Oh, my gosh. Chat roll, what do you guys think about that line? What do you think about Corinne in general? Were you surprised by the first impression, Rose?
Going to Rachel. Obviously.
Yep.
However, though, I really do like Rachel. She seems like she has a great personality, and they seem like they had great interaction, too.
She has an illuminating smile. Mm-hmm. Like, when she smiles, I smile. Isn't that a song?
Probably.
It should be.
You smile, I smile.
I'm with you. Okay. Well, how's the chorus go? Is there a bridge?
When you take a smile.
And that then is not how it goes.
Smile.
Sorry, you guys had to hear that.
All right, sorry.
All right, well, can I say something about Rachel, too? Because I think
Corinne's platinum vagina already has a Twitter. Thank you, Liza Bautista. That's insane. Are you kidding me? I love that. West Coast is like just now watching the show.
What were you going to say?
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah, about Rachel.
Yeah.
Rachel, the fact that she got the impression rose, two things. One, I was like, I don't want Rachel to also be maybe like
a villain.
Because historically like we've seen... First impression roads for the villains. She doesn't seem like one, but what they did right after was very interesting to me is they showed Corinne. They did Rachel and Corinne. I was like, there's going to be some bad blood between these two chicks. And I don't want that to be Rachel. And so I hope that the show is saying, we're going to flip the script on you guys. I think you guys have clued in to the fact that we give the first impression roads to the villain, but not this season.
Interesting.
By the way, it's a Justin Bieber song. Like 17 people just told us.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that Rachel is a villain at all.
I don't see her as the villain type. She seems too nice and kind and fun.
Definitely.
Intriguing.
I will say that I think a lot of people were probably shocked by her getting the first impression rose.
Say it.
However, their conversation, I think, flowed better. And
it did.
And we saw more of a conversation with them than almost anyone else. Yeah.
Nick said it, too. He was like, you're fun. And we had engaged. Like, it was like deep. And
she stands out.
Engaging.
Were you guys surprised about the ages? I thought there would be a lot more women over 30. Very surprised.
I feel like they did a good job having slightly older women.
No.
You don't
think so? I disagree.
So?
There's like 8 girls who were 25 and under.
Okay, that's
true.
That means
when Nick was in 11th grade, they were in first grade.
Okay, I agree with that. However, there was a lot of girls that were 27 and above.
Yeah, well, yeah, but still, like that's...
Nick is 36, right?
36. Yeah. So if they're 23, that means they were just going to first grade when he was graduating high school.
Yeah.
Let's think about that for a second.
I mean, I don't think...
I know it doesn't matter
does
later
matter.
In life, but at this age, it still matters because you're still... I mean, not for everyone. It's relative. But a lot of people are still figuring out themselves and figuring out who they are and what they're about. And I don't know if they're at a place maturity. And again, it's different for each person. But a lot of people are not at a place at 23, mature-wise, where you can get married.
Well, it's interesting because I wrote down Taylor is 23, Corinne is 24, and Josephine is 24. And to me, those seemed like the most immature girls. So it was very evident of their age.
We have 8 minutes left, and we're going to get through all this, I promise. But one more thing I want to talk about is is when, who was the last person I want to talk about? I want to talk about somebody else. Oh, Jasmine, crying already and like being real weird. Mm-hmm. Jasmine was the one in the teal dress.
Right. Mm-hmm. She's the one who brought out Neil Lane. Right? Okay, she's the one in the teal dress.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think so.
I can't remember. Gosh, the first night's always so hard. But I feel like there are, this is what I do want to talk about. I feel like there are six or seven girls who I could tell you their name right now because I remember what they look like. I remember what they acted like. I remember their smiles. There are a few girls who really stand out, and I don't know who they are for you guys.
Vanessa, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Give us like your top five.
Vanessa, Danielle, Sarah. And Liz, those are my top four.
Okay, Brooks, top four,
and five? Maybe Taylor.
Oh, interesting.
In no particular order, Haley, Whitney, Sarah, Danielle, and then I've got early villain as Kareen, late villain Rachel. That's it.
What about yours, Danielle?
No particular order. Sarah, Danielle. I love, by the way, when Danielle was talking to Nick, and she said, she goes, "I feel called." He goes, "Are you going to stay in that area?" She goes, "I feel called to that specific area."
Yeah, you like
just
that a lot.
The word usage of feeling called somewhere is such an interpersonal understanding of yourself and feeling, and it's also a lot of times attributed to a religious thing. Something about that girl, she's my absolute.
But Danielle, the one with the blonde hair,
and she has a little bird tattoo. I paused it on her left rib, which means she has a little edge to her. I think she's incredible.
So if you're listening, Danielle, yep, you've got a fan.
I do like Lauren Hussey that made the joke about their last names. Like Lauren. She's clever. Yeah, okay. She's got some spunk. Love Whitney. I think Whitney could potentially be top three material. Next and I do like Vanessa. But I will say this. My pick for next Bachelorette, early pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Is Sarah or Whitney?
Yeah. Okay. What do you think?
I think I could see Sarah or Danielle. Okay, there's two Danielles.
I include both of them on my top five.
Really? I'm talking about Danielle, the nail salon Danielle.
Not
the ethnic Danielle. Yeah. First
the
one
ethnic
on the
Danielle.
Yeah.
I think they're going to try and go a little ethnic, and I think that either Sarah or Danielle might be.
That's a good call.
Their choice. They're both beautiful. They both seem super sweet.
Interesting.
It's that.
It's like really early
I
on.
I do like Sarah. Yeah. Sarah. Every time they showed Sarah with that like light lavender, it just stuck out in her haircut and the way she smiled and the color of her teeth.
The only thing with Sarah, though, is I feel like there was no like actual information about her.
Yeah, I didn't see it much about her other than just what
she was cute.
Physically. Like, yeah. She's phenomenal.
Which means she might go far or there's really nothing there.
Did one of you guys have Raven going far?
I don't even know who that is.
No,
that's
Raven
the Arkansas
is from,
Southern girl.
Faith, family, and football.
Nope.
Anybody else that you think could just surprise, like a dark horse come out of nowhere, didn't get a lot of camera time tonight?
Oh, I thought that was Whitney. Whitney didn't get a lot of camera time. I think she's one of the dark horses.
You think so?
Yeah.
You know, she's probably the tallest girl, correct? She looked to me like she was like with those heels on, like 6. Because Nick's is like 6'2", 6'3".
I feel like Nick is taller than that even, no?
Yeah, and Kristen is the one who said you're taller in person that he cut off in the yellow dress.
I think that Taylor is going to end up going really far, and I think that's going to surprise a lot of people.
The 23-year-old from Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, no, not Taylor. My gosh, these names are hard.
See, I told you for some reason I remember more names on Night 1 tonight than I ever
Rachel. Rachel. The one who got the first impression rose.
Yeah.
I don't have her in my top five. I think she makes top 8 probably, but I don't have her in my top 5.
Do you have Corinne in your top 5?
I don't have her in my top 5. I think Corinne makes it to top 10 for drama because they show it. That she goes far, but I don't think she makes top 5. So let's do this. Let's do the roses, and then let's talk about the highlights real quick.
Okay.
Roses go to Vanessa, Danielle L., which is the ethnic one, Kristen May, that's yellow dress, Astrid, who spoke German, Corinne, we see is a villain, Elizabeth W., couldn't tell you what she looks like, Jasmine G., that's the former NBA dancer, Raven, Southern girl, Christina, who talked way too much. She needs to chill out. That was one from Kentucky. With the
Russian
accent.
One.
It was like, I just don't know if I'm going to get a dress or a rose and blah, blah, blah. Way too concerned about it. Calm down. Danielle M. gets a rose. Sarah gets a rose. Then Josephine, I think Josephine could, I want to see more about her. Lacey, Taylor from Washington, Alexis, Haley, who I really like, wore red dress. Whitney, Dominique, Jamie, who we see later, said she has a relationship with a girl before this. That's very interesting. Brittany, and then the last one, Liz. Of course, Liz sticks around. So then the rest of the other 9 went home. 30 girls, 21 got roses. So the highlights, we see snow, we see Hawaii, we see Corinne, Danielle, Vanessa, Rachel, we see Finland, we see Jamie talking about having an ex-girlfriend, we see Josephine slap him, we see Raven going far, we see the Northern Lights, which means we see Iceland. Possibly.
Possibly.
What'd you guys see in the highlights? Go.
That slap.
That slap is. Does that, you think that's about the sex with Liz?
I don't think he has sex with Liz.
No. He already, had.
I have no idea.
I don't think the tears.
I don't think that's slap worthy.
I don't think the tears and drama, though, are about the fact that he unveils later about having sex with Liz. I don't think that's either. The big drama. I think they want us to think that. I don't think it's that.
I don't either. I kind of want him to mess up.
What's messing up?
Well, I kind of want him to pull Caitlyn. Like, I want him to have relationships with someone earlier.
And I think they're setting us up for that because in the beginning they talked so much about sex.
I think they're like,
that's weird. Which one could be cool because it's like, hey, let's be real. This is happening. Instead of being like, right reasons, it has to follow this format. Let's just do it up front. If not, then I think they're setting us up to think.
But I don't want it to be Corinne.
Who is Mabry?
I want it to be someone we don't expect.
Mabry Montgomery has all this insight. She goes, Whitney is 5'8 with no heels. How the freak do you have?
Because they're profiles. On the bios.
Are they? They put their height in the bio. They put their weight too?
No, just their height.
Just that and bra size.
Yeah.
Seriously?
And butt size as well.
Butt size as well.
They give that much information?
Yeah, it says name, height, butt size, bra size.
Okay, that's it.
We have Victoria's Secret sizes, because those are different.
I always pick one person that if they're the next Bachelor, I will for sure, without a doubt, 100% be willing to go on the show.
Okay, who would it be?
It is Danielle.
Which one?
Danielle
M. Are you kidding me? Danielle,
curly hair.
Neonatal nurse.
Interesting.
1,000%.
Well, when she said called, it got Danny. I saw it.
It literally made her smile.
Really?
Her aura, her persona, her presence, her dimples, her drive.
He's in love with her.
Everything about her, I think she is.
She's cute, but I think she's no Vanessa.
Well, three languages. I mean, that's beautiful and stunning. And she's Italian.
I know, sorry. We just have different tastes of women. All right,
look,
fine.
A man throwing out his professed love for this woman. You just stomped on him.
No, it's fine. I don't want to be in love with
Danielle,
the same woman as him.
If you're watching and you don't make it through the end with Nick, please
call
me.
Danny.
DM me.
I'll give you
who
his
do you have right now as I'll winning it, and who do you have as being the next Bachelorette?
Next Bachelorette is Sarah Whitney, and I think the person that wins it is also one of those two.
Interesting. Brooks?
Who do I think wins it?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Sarah. Okay. And then I'm going to go next Bachelorette is Whitney.
Okay, I have Vanessa winning.
Ew, really?
Oh my gosh, ew.
I don't mean ew as in like, no way.
I have Vanessa winning.
I don't mean ew towards Vanessa.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, she's gorgeous.
I have Vanessa winning, and then I have either Danielle from Dallas, Texas, or Sarah as next Bachelorette.
No, kindly leave.
Kindly leave. All right.
Oh,
guys, that's our show for this week. We'll be back next week. Chelsea will be with us. In the meantime, Brooks, where are you going to be? What are you going to be doing?
Oh, man, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Brooks Forster and on Instagram at Brooks Forster. Both of them.
All right, you guys. It's Christina. Thanks so much for watching. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and my blog at Miss Zias.
Get it, girl. You guys can follow me on everything at Danny Hoyt. And also, the three of us are heading over to support Sarah Herron and Ashley Iaconetti at their She Lift event tonight right here in L.A.
If you follow us,
we're going to be posting some stuff there tonight. So thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you next week. I love you. Bye, Mom.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Danielle, if you're listening, Danielle's never...
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.